The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
And welcome back to The Closers here. I'm George Young as we kick off hour number two, and we will do so with the head coach of Missouri Tiger Wrestling, head coach Brian Smith. He's got a big one coming up Friday night out at the Hearn Center. We'll get more details, but the number one team in the college wrestling rankings will be coming to town Friday night. Old Big 12 flashback match at the Hearn Center. But right now, coach, you get a big 24-8 win over 16th-ranked Central Michigan. Takeaways from that match for you as a coach, as you take that one and then get ready for this next one. What's the takeaway from that?
Well, it was real positive because we talked and worked on things in practice about wrestling aggressive and wrestling with energy, and we've been trying to get that consistent across the entire lineup, and I really felt like we got it in about 8 or 9 of the matches. So pleased, because we're going to have to, going into this match with Oklahoma State, have that consistency.
You let the cat out of the bag.
But overall, it was great. We wrestled a really good team in Central Michigan and scored a lot of points.
Well, and I know last week when we talked about the Central Michigan duel, you said they come in there and you have a target on your back every time they walk up against you because of what you've done in the MAC conference. And for Jaden to start out, I know last week you talked about how aggressive he was and fluid in practice. He really set that tone at 197 by putting number 19 Austin Severin down and out, 11-2 decision. That had to be huge to get things going.
Yeah, I was really pleased because that Severin kid, he really slows the match down. I've watched a lot of film of him, and Jaden just hit some. He hit a double and a single in the match that just made your jaw drop, that he opened up and was moving. So I knew at that point that the guys on the bench are like, hey, Jaden looks great today. I'm going to feel, they have to be saying to themselves, I'm going to feel great. So it did. When you say set the tone, it did. Without a doubt, the bench had that confidence. And then right after that, our heavyweight goes out and hits a couple takedowns and dominates the match. And that was big.
Yeah, and that heavyweight is Austin Myers. Transfer in from West Virginia. We've talked about him a little bit in the past and some of the struggles. But for him as a redshirt freshman, what is his progress? What do you look at some of the key things in his matches so that you see markers of continuing progress for him as a Missouri Tiger?
Well, he's improving every week. Mm-hmm. It may not be in his record, but we're seeing it. He has 4 wins now. He's 4-2 in the conference, so he's having a pretty good conference slate. But it's more than that. I think he's buying into what we're trying to do with him. He's doing the extra with the runs and things. He's brought his weight down since he showed up on campus. I think he's dropped his weight about 25 to close to 30 pounds, and just feeling good on the mat and wrestling with more energy. And so real pleased with that. But scoring more takedowns. When Austin goes out and scores the first takedown, he has a lot of success. So it's getting him to wrestle with that energy, get after it, and score that first takedown. He's going to win.
When you look at your guys throughout the weight classes, would you prefer them at the lower end of the weight class, the higher end, right in the middle, or does it vary from each one of your guys?
Well, it depends. Mark Ellis, who was a national champ for me when he first got here, he was 211, and I knew he was too small. Mm-hmm. And he bulked up to, when I think he won the national title, he was 235, 240. And then his senior year, he got up to like 260 or something, because he was even tried out and played spring ball before his senior year in wrestling and played spring football. He got real big, but I think it slowed him down his senior year. And so there is that fine line where you want to be big and powerful, but if it slows you down, wrestling is a technique and explosive sport that you got to have that speed too. So right now with Austin, when he was 265, I think it slowed him down. Now he's at 240 and he just looks so much better.
Well, and as we've seen with Jaden, the speed out there can be incredible, and it can be something that's difficult to contend with. Barlow McGee at 125, where is he at? I mean, as you go through the records and see the match results, it looks like it's just been a struggle for him to find his place out there every match.
Yeah, he has. And without a doubt, and if you ask Barlow, he would say, I'm not doing what I know I can do. When we see him in the practice room, we see this guy that's running through people and scoring points, and then it's just something happens out on the mat, which it's a mental thing. Mm-hmm. So he's got to get through that. But, if he doesn't, we have guys behind him that want to be in there, so eventually that could happen. But we're hoping Barlow will snap out of this. And you know, it's, I always compare it to a baseball, a guy swinging a baseball bat. And sometimes they can't hit the ball, and they're good hitters. And right now that's what Barlow's doing. He's just out there, and he just feels like he doesn't have something clicking that he goes and gets the takedowns. But the good thing is he's working hard in the practice room. He was in yesterday twice and doing extra, so I'm really hoping he snaps out of it because he is talented. He was a kid that was in the All-American round last year that we need someone like that to step up for us.
On something like that, do you keep an extra close eye on them to make sure that they're not pressing too hard? I mean, when you use the baseball analogy, a good hitter, you can see him sometimes he's making toothpicks out of that baseball bat. He's gripping it so hard. Do you watch for the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's definitely going on with Barlow. He's going out there, and I think it's just a mechanism where he's freezing. You know, he's just not opening up. And when he does, like he did in the last match and scored the one takedown, but that's all he did. And then he gives, you know, it's just if he could get it to where he opens up more. But a lot of that, when you're thinking about it too much, if I could get him to not think, he would wrestle better. Because in practice, he doesn't think about score and outcome and all those things right now in practice. But when you put him in the matches, he does, and it freezes him. So he's got to work through this. And when he does, he's going to be better for it.
That's so weird because as a parent, you're always going, what are you thinking? And now you're telling him, stop, just go out there and wrestle. Head coach Brian Smith with us here on The Closers. All right, Friday night at the Hearns Center, 7 o'clock the start. You will be hosting number one Oklahoma State. But before that, Tigers with titles. Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley coming back to town. How excited are you to see both of those young men?
Yeah, it'll be exciting. I know, you know, they've had great careers, so when they get out there and meet with the public, it's an awesome thing for our program and for themselves too, because they've done such great things after their lives as Tigers and, you know, winning titles in the MMA, but also just, you know, when I look at them, I think they're both great fathers and husbands, and they're doing great with that too. So they're just special people who had unbelievable careers athletically here at Mizzou, but also got their degrees and doing great things.
Are you kind of watching what Tyron's doing in MMA? I know he's the welterweight champion, but he's made news the last couple of weeks about being more outspoken about racism and that in MMA. Are you watching that, been in contact with him on that?
I read the stuff that he's posting, and, you know, the great thing about it is that if that's what he feels, I'm glad he has the courage to speak out on things. Because I know when the Ferguson thing, you know, event occurred, he grew up in Ferguson, and he was talking, you know, very outspoken, maybe in a way people didn't want him to speak out. So the one thing about Tyron, if he believes in something, he's going to speak about it. So I do value that. So I think he's a very mature young man on that, and I'm sure if he's saying it, there is something to, you know, to back those words.
Well, it's going to be another tough one Friday night as that gets put aside for you guys, and you'd get Oklahoma State on the mat, number one in the country, ESPN3. What concerns you from a Missouri standpoint? I could ask you all day about Oklahoma State, but it seems to be if you guys take care of business, it ends up being okay.
Yeah, it's noted. When we walk out on that mat, we can't wrestle Oklahoma State. We have to wrestle just the way we know best. And we've just got to go compete at a high level. We haven't been consistent with that. We have talent. We've wrestled some of these guys before and lost tough battles. So it's just going to be a matter of, are we not going to get caught up in the moment? Just step on the mat and wrestle our behinds off and make it happen and embrace the moment, because it is. This is probably the best team that I've faced from Oklahoma State. They have 8 or 9 guys ranked in the top 10 in the country as individuals that every time you're stepping on the mat, it's, you know, it's a possible All-American national champ, and you've got to be ready to battle. Well, but you don't have to do the extraordinary things. You got to do what you do best. And if you have a good single leg, you got to attack your singles and work at it and commit to that, and not think you have to do these great, unbelievable things. So it's getting young kids, because if you look at our lineup, we're starting a couple freshmen, a couple sophomores. So those young kids have to be prepared for that and the atmosphere. But I'm hoping they'll embrace it and go out there and battle hard. And that's all I look for. If they're giving me great effort in battling, you can work with kids like that and continue to improve.
And that is a 7 o'clock start at the Hearns Center. It'll be on ESPN3. But get out there early. Get a chance to see Ben Askren and Tyron Woodley at 5 o'clock. Tigers with titles. The book section now. All right, I finished Red Bandana. The first, yes,
awesome book.
It is. It's a tremendous book. Where did you read the second half of that book? Because that was a much tougher get through than the first half.
You know, it's funny because I think my brother, I told my brother to read it, and he works down and he lives down in Fort Lauderdale, and he's like, thanks for sending me these books to read, telling me these books to read. I was reading it at work, and all the women were making fun of me because I was walking in with tears in my eyes. And he said they were calling me a crybaby. I read it on my back porch, and it was just like, wow, I was blown away.
Yeah,
I was just blown away by it. I'm amazed it hasn't become a movie. Because, I mean, it impacted me that you read this and you see what that person and that family and all the people went through. And it definitely touches you.
Yeah, it does. It's a book by Tom Rinaldi called The Red Bandana. Wells Crowther, the subject of it, he passed away in the September 11th Twin Towers disaster, saving lives. So not necessarily a spoiler alert on that one, but you've got the nutshell on that one. How's the reading progressing? Because last time it was Legacy, Team of Teams, and Made to Stick.
Yeah, working on all.
Okay.
I know my strength coach started Legacy, and he showed me some quotes on culture, and it was really interesting. So it's really neat to see that I have my staff too. Some of my staff is reading some of these books too, and how it's impacting them. And I sent a quote to some of my young leaders on the team from a leader without a title, and it was really, you know, that when you're out on that extra mile run, it's usually really quiet because not everybody chooses to do that extra. But it, you know, just sending them things like that and the impact that it has, because I've seen my young leaders grabbing some of the younger guys and doing some extra things after practice. So, you know, you think, oh, you're just reading a book. Well, I don't have time for that. But it does impact my life, and then it impacts others. So it's really important, I think, that people can make that time and do something like that just to read. I think it does help your life.
Yeah, it certainly does. I've cracked open The Secret Letters of the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. So we'll work our way through that one. Head coach Brian Smith, Missouri Tiger Wrestling. Get out there to the Hearn Center Friday night, 5 o'clock. Tigers with titles, number one Oklahoma State at 7 o'clock. Coach, thank you for the time. I really do appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, George.
You are very welcome. That's head coach Brian Smith, and we'll be right back. More of the closers as hour number two rolls along, and we'll do that right after this.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.